Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond. My co-host, David Olson, is on vacation, actually last week and this week. I also want to apologize for last week. If you got on Wednesday, we had some technical difficulties with Blog Talk and were unable to run the board. So we're going to kind of do our whole April thing in just 3 weeks. I'm also excited to have on today as a special guest and actually a past co-host of the Whatever Wednesday, Sue Barrington, is with us today as well. I'm going to just go through some announcements. There's a lot going on with Beamer right now, all good stuff. So first thing is probably the biggest news. You can now purchase a Beamer Pro Set Go Edition and the B-Body together. That is in your web shop. It's $5,230. So if you had people definitely waiting for that to buy all together at once, that is now available. If you have people who past customers or distributors that have been sent a link, those links are set to expire tonight at midnight. So if you're having any issues with those, you want to get in touch with customer service to get that resolved today as well. With the launch of the B-Body and the Go Edition together, there are now new marketing materials in your back office in the distributor library under sales and marketing. There is a video on the sleep program and usage explanation. B-Box settings. There's also a new flyer with the Go Edition and the B-Body. They've also created some digital pamphlets, including the B-Body on that, and also an updated fact sheet that also includes the B-Body. So if you have customers that were waiting for that, definitely get in the back office and download that stuff. If you have people who have purchased the B-Body that they bought it separately from their Go unit, likely now they need some additional instruction on how to use the B-Body and the basic plan and the sleep program. So you definitely want to make sure you're following up with them, to get everybody on board. So it should be a busy time for everybody. We also have a horse product presentation tonight with Marlise Vonk and Ian Robb. They have a special guest on there. It's a horse trainer. So that should be interesting. That's tonight at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. That's at beamermeetings.com. So you want to probably tap into that if you're in the horse market. The customer appreciation training that was held last Saturday is also, that recording is now available in the Monday Motivation from Beamer National Directors of Sales, Chris and George Veronis. So if you have not had a chance did not have a chance to be on that Saturday, you can definitely get the recording in your Monday Motivation. Also, our challenge this month, and we're going to get into that, is social media. And as you are probably aware, some of our restrictions on social media have been lifted, and there is actually going to be a social media 101 training with the digital marketing manager for Beamer Corporate. Her name is Margarita. Oh, I'm probably not, forgive me if I get the name wrong, Olensteva. That training is next Monday, April 19th, at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and that's also on beamermeetings.com. Also, next Wednesday, we have a national sales call. There's probably going to be some updates on what's happening with, the Beebody, when that might be available independently. So we definitely want to get on that call. And that is Wednesday the 21st, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, also at beamermeetings.com. Also, every Tuesday now at 1 p.m. Eastern, they are doing a weekly intro to the Beamer business presentation. And that's in addition to the two presentations that we also have already, Tuesday night on the product webinar and then Thursdays on the opportunity webinar. We do have online academies coming up Pacific time, April 17th and 18th. That's for Canada. There's also a French academy in Canada, April 17th and 18th. There will be one April 25th and 26th. That's a Sunday, Monday for Sabbath keepers. That's Pacific time. Central Time Academy coming up with an extra section on the equine unit is May 12th and 13th. And then a regular U.S. Academy Central Time, May 15th and 16th. So definitely get your new distributors locked into that. And I believe that is all of our announcements for today. So let me kind of get in and talk about challenge for April is a social media challenge. So I would have announced this last Wednesday if we'd have been on. Unfortunately, we couldn't. So we're going to start the challenge today. I always say, just give yourself the next 7 days to do this challenge. But ultimately, it's to just get you in the habit and get you comfortable with whatever behavior we're introducing as a challenge. So for the social media challenge this month or this next 7 days, we want you to share a corporate post on your Facebook and or Instagram. So if you're not following the corporate pages on social media, you definitely want to go and follow those. And if you're not sure about the links, you can actually find that in your back office in the distributor library under the Get Connected tab. You can click on all of those links, go in, like the corporate page, on Instagram and Facebook, and then watch what they're posting, and you just literally share it to your personal page. You don't have to say anything because Beamer has already put in the compliant caption, and those obviously are 100% compliant. So the first part of the challenge is share a corporate post. The second part of the challenge is to create your own post from the marketing assets that we have in our back office. So underneath sales and marketing tab in the distributor library, you're going to find a section on social media graphics and captions. So go in and take a look at those if you have not done that before, and download the graphic and then read through the captions, literally copy and paste it, and make that your own personal post, either on Facebook and or Instagram. And then the third part of the challenge is to create your own compliant post. So I'm going to give just a really simple example. Maybe you just take a selfie of you laying on your Beamer. You can be laying on the Beebody now. And, underneath it just says the best 8 minutes of my day. You don't have to say it's Beamer. You don't have to say anything like that. And what that does is it creates some curiosity. People might see it. Everybody wants the best 8 minutes of their day, right? So people may, comment, hey, what is that? What are you doing? The other recommendation, not necessarily part of the challenge, but a recommendation that I'm going to make is that on your Facebook page and or in your bio on Instagram, is that you add that you're an independent Beamer distributor. And, you know, that way you're not publicly, you know, putting it out there, but people will look at your about section and they can say, oh, she's a Beamer distributor, he's a Beamer distributor. So I'm going to run through the challenge again, and then I'm going to bring on our special guest who does this on a regular basis and does really well at it. So three-part challenge. Share a corporate post on Facebook and or Instagram. Create a post from the under the distributor library under sales and marketing. There are all kinds of graphics, really nice photos, and compliant captions. So do whatever resonates with you. There's also, it's for the Go set with the Beebody and also equine. So if you're, you know, mostly focused in the equine area, challenge applies to you as well. And then the third part of the challenge is create your own post. You know, take a selfie, either doing a Beamer session on yourself, someone else, on a horse, and, you know, maybe just the best 8 minutes of my day. If it's a horse, maybe it's the best 5 minutes of my day. And so with that, I am going to bring on Sue Barrington. Sue, are you with us?
I am.
Thank you for being here today. So did you have, like, deja vu?
Yeah, and I do. I'm doing a testimonial on Tuesdays now, so that's fun. But, yeah, I did, actually. It's fun. You guys did a good job on that.
Yeah, good, good. Well, thank you so much for being here. And one of the reasons that I definitely wanted you to be on with this whole social media challenge this month is, you know, we probably have some managers on the call today, but, you know, probably just some distributors, juniors and seniors that didn't have the advantage of seeing you and Garth Urbino actually do a presentation on social media at our manager's retreat, our online manager's retreat. And so, you know, I'm friends with you on Facebook, so I see, you know, that you're posting and stuff. So, you know, tell us kind of, you know, how you started, and now that the restrictions are lifted, how are you using social media to grab people's attention?
Okay. And first of all, I want to say that I am not savvy with social media or internet, and if I can do it, anyone can do it. And some of it is just like, you know, attempting things. For example, sometimes I post on Instagram and I share on Instagram. I don't even know where it goes. Some of it's a little crazy for me, but Facebook is not that hard to maneuver for me, and I think that is probably the easiest platform, I think, for most people, and I think the biggest one anyway when you think about it. But so, and also that video, that little thing that Garth and I did, supposedly it is in the back office somewhere. I'm not sure where, but I think they were going to leave it available for everyone. But maybe I don't think it's just in the manager part. But anyway, I'll try and find that out, actually, and then let you guys know. But, yeah, what Beamer has produced for us is amazing under the marketing in the back office. And the way I utilize it is, yes, I have liked. There's actually 5 Beamer pages, and I can't remember them all. There was one I actually had missed, but there's one, some for IBDs and some for just general public. So I have liked all of those, and I share those often. And, again, the little mystery of Facebook, I don't always, like, I'll see another distributor share it so I can share that one, but it'll remind me to go into those websites or those pages and look for stuff to share, or I just put it on my calendar to remember to go in there frequently and, you know, be able to share those posts. Sometimes I share them, you know, with personal information, like, you know, contact me if you want more information, or, you know, contact me for a complimentary session. But a lot of times, because it's my personal Facebook page and you want it to, you know, it's with your friends and contacts and whatnot, you want to not just inundate them with Beamer stuff and also with, like, marketing, you know, me with Beamer. So I'll just generally, you know, do one for Beamer where I just post Beamer stuff and not any of my contact info exposure. And so I've had great success, and then sharing those from the Beamer pages. But then when Beamer came up with the marketing information, and literally when Stacey DeVore, and there's a really great, she did a Saturday event about social media, and she clearly told us to just listen and not do it while she was talking, but of course I had to try it. And I could not believe how easy it was. I literally went to the marketing, like you said, and I, you know, copy and paste it or Central Alt and then right click and, you know, put it onto Facebook and then put hashtags and captions. And I mean, while she was talking, it was very easy. So I highly encourage you guys to check out that also. The way that it's really worked for me, Facebook, it's been phenomenal. I've joined different maybe special interest groups. Dottie Berry, I know, creates her own, and I'm going to start doing that because I think that's a fabulous idea. And not necessarily with Beamer information. You're just getting out there more and commenting and liking things and building more friendships, and then people are more exposed to your, you know, Facebook pages and whatnot. But the thing that I do with Facebook, so when I do have someone that has interest in seeing, or they, you know, they like it or they comment or something, I'll quickly bring it to Messenger, like, hey, I messaged you, you know, rather than continuing on the long thread on Facebook for a couple reasons. One, sometimes someone else might jump in and start talking about it, and then it starts getting a little, another distributor or someone, and it can start getting a little strange. But so I'll just bring it to Messenger, and what I like to do on Messenger is, it's not called voice texting. It's just, you know, there's that button where you can actually do a voice recording, because when someone hears your voice, it's so much more personable. And most people are like, wow, that's cool. How did you do that? And so there's a whole nother connection you got with them, and you're teaching them how to use that system. And so it's a pretty fun way to do it, and then they'll be voice messaging you back. And so I bring it there when I've got them interested, rather than, you know, you could get more people interested on a thread, but on Facebook, it just seems more personable, and I just do one-on-one share with that person. And I have had great success. And that was even before we had all these amazing tools available. And now that we can, you know, post our own compliant videos with us on the Beamer or the horses on the Beamer, I'm going to start doing that more, because for so long we weren't sure what we could do, what we couldn't do, and you just do general, you know, testimony of more energy, better health, or whatever. And another thing I just want to quickly point out on Facebook, and then I think that's pretty much what I was going to say, but Facebook has been a remarkable tool for me since the beginning, even before we had Beamer Facebook pages. And the way I utilize it is, you know, you can find out a lot about a person on Facebook. So if you're at a vendor fair or something and you meet someone, I first go to Facebook. Or even if it's a friend of a friend or something, I'll check out, like, who are they? And, you know, you can find out if someone's a horse connoisseur, you know, and all that. It's pretty obvious right away. But you kind of find out what they like. Do they have kids? And, I mean, it sounds creepy, but I don't mean it that way. And the way I look at it is, if you're going to a foreign country, you would absolutely do your research out of respect for the country, and also so that you could fit in and you could feel comfortable. So I do that because it works like a charm. That's how I got into the horse world, and it's a very big part of my Beamer career, is that I had a client who I found out was a bodybuilder and a horse, you know, barrel racer. And so of course I brought up, you know, performance recovery, regeneration for the human, and then, oh, and we have a horse device, which just like, and she invited me to a barrel race, and I won't even go on, but from there it's just been crazy. So anyway, those are a lot of the things that I do, and we are so lucky that we have all this stuff available now. It's amazing, like a kid in a candy shop.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing all of that. So you made a really great point, and that is, you know, your personal Facebook page is your personal page, right? So you post other things on there about what's going on in your life or whatever, the standard, I don't know, pet picture and food pictures and all that kind of stuff. And you're not just bombarding your feed with Beamer. And, you know, you scatter it throughout. But people are definitely know that you're connected to Beamer, that you're an independent distributor, and then when you do post, you're engaging conversation in the comments, but you're also providing additional information just in general, health and wellness. I mean, we have a medical device that improves circulation, but it improves overall health and energy and sleep, and you know, you could talk about those things as well. You know, there's all kinds of creative ways to get conversations going. So when you're doing this challenge, hopefully over the next 7 days, you don't want to post, you know, all three of them in the same day. You don't want to post all three of them back-to-back days. You know, start with one today, and I would recommend just start with sharing a post from the corporate page. That's the easiest. You don't have to worry about anything. Am I saying the right thing? Just share it. You don't even have to say why you're sharing it. And then, you know, another day or two, you know, create your own post, and then another day or two. So over a 7 day period, you've got three posts about Beamer, and all the other days, you know, should be what you would normally post. And that should just start to get you in the habit and just see what happens. People are, you know, more and more often, I mean, I know when I started and you started too, you'd say Beamer to somebody and nobody had any idea what we were talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's about 50-50, I would say, where, I mean, I just mentioned it yesterday to somebody. They were talking about their mom and everything that she had going on with her back. And I'm like, have you ever heard of Beamer? And she's like, oh, my God, yeah, I have. She goes, actually, I got on one once somewhere. I don't even remember where it was. Like, and so, you know, more and more often that happens. And so you're not coming from like, you know, who's this crazy person talking about a Beamer and a medical device. So, you know, we're in the business of health and wellness, and, you know, people like information and education. So, you know, talk about other things too, like nutrition and sleep and energy levels, and, you know, maybe throw out a question one day, hey, you know, how do you recover from a really hard day at the gym? And, you know, do questions where they're engaging in conversation. And then, like Sue mentioned, then, you know, take it off into a private message. So maybe somebody replies to that, you know, how do you recover after a really hard day at the gym? And someone maybe, you know, posts in the comments, oh, my God, my legs are so sore from 2 days ago. That would be an opportunity to then take that conversation off into a private message. So great information, Sue, and you definitely have been successful with the social media, and it's exciting to watch. So thank you for sharing all of that. I am going to open it up for questions. So if you have a question about social media, if you have a question for Sue, if you have a question for me, if you have a question just in general about Beamer, it is always still Whatever Wednesday, so you can ask whatever you'd like. And I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. If you do have a question, please don't wait till the end so we can get everybody's questions answered right away. 713-569, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Lisa and Sue, it's Sandra in Houston. So thanks for a lot of great information for somebody who is a I don't like Facebook person. So are we restricted to just Facebook, or what about Telegram or other platforms?
So actually, you're not restricted to just Facebook. It's what most people are most familiar with.
So we can do LinkedIn.
You can definitely do LinkedIn. Make sure that you connect with the Beamer corporate page on LinkedIn as well. LinkedIn now has a news feed. And I know distributors that are very successful with LinkedIn. You know, you've got a lot. First of all, it's a professional platform, right? So don't post the same way that you would post on Facebook in LinkedIn. You want to keep it professional. And when I say professional, it's along the lines of you've got a lot of human resource people that are on LinkedIn, right? Corporate wellness directors, health and fitness studios, spas, that kind of stuff. So I would gear those posts more toward a professional tone. Things like Telegram is a messaging app, but you're messaging somebody. You're not putting anything out there publicly.
That's true.
So if you're messaging somebody, you could, if you're on Telegram with somebody, you could definitely send them a video through Telegram.
Okay.
Okay, great question. Are you going to do the challenge, Sandra?
I'm putting a toe into it.
That's all I need you to do. Share. Even if you did one third of, and maybe share three corporate posts. Just do three posts. But if you can vary it a little bit and just start to get used to using it, make sure that you get on the training call with Margarita from the corporate office. I think you'll find she did a presentation to the managers. I think you will get a lot more comfortable with it. Beamer wants us to do this because it's creating awareness, right? And, in these times right now, sometimes the only connection people have are on social media. So you want to still be compliant. One of the ways that I explain to people about social media is, don't do anything differently than you would do in person. So if you were giving a live presentation somewhere, you would be compliant. You would say all the right things. You would use all the right slides. You would use all the right language. Same thing on social media. It's just you're in front of them in a different way.
And is there a trick to finding the Beamer identification on LinkedIn?
I believe that is in the Get Connected in the distributor library. I believe their LinkedIn link is there. So definitely in the back office, distributor library under Get Connected. And then you just connect with them like you would anybody else on LinkedIn.
I think I just
found it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Sandra. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Sure.
And our next caller is 910-528, 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Lisa, Susan, good to see you all or hear you all. It's Jane in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hi, Jane.
I love this. I love this because I've been so careful, and now we're opening up a little bit, and it's very exciting. I have a very simple way of doing this, and I thought I'd share it, if that's all right.
Of course.
On our iPhone, we have our search engine that we just tap into. I think where most of us go on to Facebook, et cetera, correct? Well,
that's
what
correct.
I do is I keep – I'm sorry. Are you with
go
me?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So what I do is I keep all of the videos, the most important videos that I use to send people either via message or email on that list. For instance, along with Facebook, I have the two blood flows, equine and human. I have the Life Got Beamer group. And if I have a person specifically interested in equine, of course, I go to the equine page, and I simply send it through that source, which takes 2 seconds. Also on your iPhone, you have your photos, right? So I share those very quickly on Facebook, or with an email or a message with anybody I want to. So literally everything, my little desk and my my office and everything can be right on your iPhone with a couple clicks. You can share this wherever you want. I hope I made that clear.
Yes, you did. And great, great tip. It doesn't have to be complicated, and it definitely, it can be as easy as that. Maybe it's, you spend a Sunday afternoon and kind of organize everything for yourself and, know what you're going to post on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday or Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, but definitely keeping those marketing materials handy on your iPhone is a great idea. Thank you for sharing, Jane.
You're welcome. Have a great day, you all.
You too. Thanks. And our next caller is 530-557. 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. This is Bridget in California. I have a question. In referring to, let's just say, Instagram, and you say you have to include the corporate page, I'm not understanding that. And what exactly is the address of the corporate page?
Okay, so no, not in your, you don't include the corporate page. So when you're on Instagram and you're following Beamer Group USA on Instagram and they do an Instagram post, you can share their post to your Instagram.
Oh, I see.
Same as on Facebook.
Oh, I see. And are you required to do that when you are mentioning Beamer on either of those platforms?
Are you required to share corporate post? No, that's not required. No, not required at all. Not required at all. So the reason I included that in the challenge is that's the easiest way to share information about Beamer and not worry about whether you're compliant or not, right? Is that you take a post that Beamer Corporate has posted on either Facebook or Instagram, and you share it to your personal page, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want to create your own, if you want to create your own post, okay, not one that corporate has done, you can go into the back office in the distributor library under sales and marketing, and they have a ton of graphics, photos, and then they have captions. And read through the captions, and you literally copy and paste that, and then you go to your Facebook or your Instagram, you post the picture, and you paste the caption that you copied out of the back office. And that's on your own page, and it's not sharing it from the corporate office. It's not required. And then you are also allowed to create your own. So, you know, if you're doing a horse session or you're sitting at your desk and you've got a bee pad over your shoulder, take a selfie and just say, recovery after the gym, or, getting my blood flow on, or, you don't say Beamer, you want to create curiosity so that you get engagement, so that people go, what the heck is that? And then you take them into a private conversation.
Yeah, one of the concerns I have, and I've heard it over the last year or so addressed, but I never really get a clear answer as to why this situation occurred in the first place and why, at convention we were told that we were going to have our own personal website. They were hoping beginning of the year. And now they're saying, no, it probably won't be till next year. And they're saying that it won't be till next year because it has to be a platform that includes all nations where it is sold, and that's very complex. But one of the reasons I think a lot of people wanted their own website instead of sending them to life.beamergroup.com is because when you send them to life.beamergroup.com, immediately comes up, do you want to be a distributor, find a distributor. If someone clicks find a distributor, goes into the court, they say if you haven't been contacted by anybody. But the point of it is you are directing somebody possibly to corporate and skirting you, the person who really is in contact with or has attempted to contact or create a relationship with an individual. So we don't really have a way to skirt that. And one of the things I found is that when people were notified who had bought, customers who had bought a Beamer Go, and now they could buy a Beabody, and they sent that link directly to my customer and not send it to me. So I didn't know what the email looked like. When I found out what the email looked like, it also included, and please, share Beamer on, in Facebook and social media. What is social media? And that was a direct communication to a customer of mine to talk about Beamer on their social media without talking to me. And so I thought that was rather, I'm wondering, if really corporate does understand or care that the relationship we have with the customer is our relationship. And social media still has a vague aspect to it and very much a marketing aspect to it. And I don't know that we can control enough our relationship as long as BeamerGroup.com is out there with find a distributor, want a distributor, is whatever. We don't have that control, whereas we would if we had our own personal website.
Yes, and I'm going to say I don't disagree with you on any of the things that you mentioned. So let me clear up a couple of things if I can. So let's use the right language. Is they are building what's called a replicated site for us. It will look very much like life.beamergroup.com, but it will have our name on it, and that person will be attached to us. Okay, we'll send them our URL, whatever that happens to be for you, and it will look more like life.beamergroup.com. It will have those videos on there and all of that, and then they are attached to you. There will not be a button that, you know, says find a distributor and all of that. If you need to use life.beamergroup.com to provide education and show people the validity of Beamer, there's an education process to that with your customer. And so I never send life.beamergroup.com to anyone without explaining to them beforehand, this is the corporate site. You cannot purchase through this site, but there are a lot of videos on there. If there's something specific, I will send them just to, life.beamergroup.com/science, if that's what they're interested in. So they don't have to push a lot of buttons to get there. It literally just takes them to the science part of that site. But I educate them that if there are any questions, that I am their contact, and if, you know, when they're ready to purchase, we would have a phone call and I would put their order in. So there has to be a little bit of education to the customer part until our replicated sites are up and running. They are working on them, and, you know, it may be by the end of the year. I have no idea. It's a complicated process. I mean, there's 30,000 distributors. They got to make sure that it all goes according to plan. In place of that, you certainly could, however you want to create it in a Google Drive or, now in like MailChimp Constant Contact, you can set up a drip campaign where, you know, maybe you are introduced to a prospect and you have like an automatic email going to them every couple of days with different videos. That would be another way to enhance your contact with your prospect and your customers without using, you know, the corporate and, you know, thinking that they might get lost. So I hope that helps a little bit.
It helps, but I still have a question. In that this is an issue, I don't understand why in the first place when they created life.beamergroup.com, if the system of distribution of Beamer is to be through independent distributors, that they put the broad blanketed option, if you don't have a distributor, contact here. I don't know of any other direct sale company that's done that or a network marketing company. I don't know. And if they put it up there, contact a distributor, then they can take it off. But they don't take it off, and I don't know why. Which means then that the distributor has to find out, be more creative, do the workarounds, instead of having a simple site directly to themselves.
Yeah, no, Bridget, I 100% agree with you. I really do. It's definitely something that is talked about all the time with the corporate office, with the advisory committees, and, And they are addressing it. It's just not as fast as we would like. I agree with you. Thank you. And our next caller is from the 515, area code 205, 515-205. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey. Steve from Iowa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Great. Yeah, there's some good information that you guys are handing out on social media, and I appreciate that, utilizing as much of a floor plan as I possibly can here. One of the reasons I wanted to call you when you guys mentioned that the word of Beamer is getting around, and it sparked my interest that last Saturday I spent some time down in San Antonio, Texas, and I was getting off the plane in Houston to drop over to get into Des Moines, Iowa. And I'm walking with my Beamer Go back. I take it everywhere I go. I have it in front of me, and I'm carrying it out, and I'm like, the pilot is standing there like they normally stand, you know, and thank you, blah, blah, you know. And the guy, he didn't say thank you. He just looked at me. He goes, "You got a Beamer?" He goes, "I'm a Beamer distributor." I said, "Well, so am I, you know." Beamer is out there, and my wife is like, "That guy's a Beamer distributor too." I said, "Yeah, I'm sure he uses a lot." So anyway, I just want to share that, let you know that Beamer is getting out there.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that.
All right, have a great day.
All right, I've got time for one more caller. Area code 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Lisa, it's Sandra. I wanted to circle back, although I don't like that expression. I wanted to come back. two things. One, in early this year, Stacey DeVore did a fantastic training on how to capture and cut and paste and do all of the use all the marketing materials in the back to create our own posts on social media. I don't remember the date of it, but I'm sure it can be found. And secondly, I was wondering, I also was Bridget, I'm not crazy about how Life.Beamer Groups got just plastered all over it. Find a distributor. So my inquiry is if when we educate our prospects and send them that, if you say to somebody, go ahead and fill my name in on that banner, and will it disappear, is my question.
You're talking about life.beamergroup.com.
Right.
And it says find, get started with Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it says get started with Beamer. They can put in your first and last name or your business name if they're already working with you. So that could be the instruction that you give them. The thing is I wouldn't have them click on that at all, and that is my instruction
right.
that I give them, is that whatever their interest level is or questions that they have, that they follow back up with me.
Yes.
But, yes, if they click that, there is the option of them putting in your name and your first name and last name.
Can I share? I add one more thing to that because that stops them from doing it permanently. I say, and please don't click on that because your information will go to corporate and you'll have someone else contacting you. And most people are like, I don't want someone else contacting me. So that kind
of
stops.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And I'm already helping
you.
Yeah,
great advice.
So you don't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah, great advice. Awesome. All right. Well, we have come to the end of another Whatever Wednesday. Sue, thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing your social media success with us. I hope everyone takes advantage of the challenge. Next week, we're going to ask you to share what happened over the next 7 days. And until next Wednesday, make it a great day and share Beamer with Change Some Lives. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.